This is Letitia, and I didn't personally know anyone that died on that Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, but I cried like a baby. And every anniversary, I watched the special reports, and I love to hear the stories that break down the numbers into people and give them faces, the chronicles detailing who they were and the people that loved them. It reminds me again of another thing that unites all the races: pain. Pain, sorrow, grief, and guilt. None of these feelings are identified with any one race or nationality. No race of people has the marker cornered or can lay claim to feeling pain to any greater or lesser degree than the other. As the saying goes, it is what it is. We all bleed red blood, and when we are in pain, it hurts. Why does it take a catastrophe to bring us together? Not even the happiest of times or victories can do what a world disaster can. I mean, laughter does have its place in a way of making us see some of the silly things in others and ourselves. However, it's the true blue, down-home pain that makes us rethink our way of living, question our past decisions, and change our way of thinking about the future. It must be something about the finality and the loss that rekindles memories of misplaced dreams. With all the gadgets and technology to make our lives easier and chores quicker, sometimes we forget that the lesson and the fun comes from the blood, the sweat, and the tears of the task. We get too busy making our way through life to live. Sometimes I truly believe that we have race problems in our society because it's easier to deal with than the real problems that we have no control over, like lives lost, dreams deferred, and vanishing youth. If given the opportunity, we all grow old. We realize that there are some things that we can never do because of our height, weight, our propensity to learn, or our financial position. And we all must die. We have no control over that. We do, however, have control over who we choose to not love, not share ourselves with, not be tolerant of, and who we give power to by allowing ourselves to hate. Do you really believe that if we killed every living terrorist in the world that we would be a more loving nation? Does a person that loathes interracial couples think that they would be loved any more if you loved someone else less? Of course, we all know that if they only loved themselves more, they would be more likely to be loved by more people more often. By now, you're probably saying, Letitia, you are preaching to the choir. We already know that with love comes understanding and then compassion. Together, these break down the barriers that cause fear. Has anyone else noticed that we've moved from being one nation under God to one nation under fear? We are even afraid to love for fear of pain. Now that is scary. Of course, there is no easy solution or answers. If there were, we would have no need for websites that cater to bringing people of all races together. We'd already be there, fearless, loving, being loved by people that excite us and give us faith, for faith is just inverted fear. 5 years ago, almost 3,000 people lost their lives. No one was counting how many were black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. No one mentioned which ones were Christians or Jews, gay or straight. They were mothers, daughters, sisters and brothers, fathers, sons and friends, and it didn't matter then. So tell me, why does it matter now? This is Letitia. Until next time.